This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three. And as we do, let's us have a fine conversation with the with a writer that more people read his stuff than anybody else, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Well, let's kick off with this because I know you're carrying this and you're pushing this and well, not pushing it, but you are following this hard and putting out a lot of information on it. The Houston no-knock raid is still an ongoing process, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, and this happened more than a year and a half ago, on 28 July 2019. But they say the wheels of justice grind slowly but exceedingly fine. And in this case, it appears that there is a serious investigation going on of not only the raid, but the what has happened with the officers in this squad 15, a narcotics squad in Houston, and the history of those officers. And it's resulted in at least four more officers being indicted on a total of something like 21 felony charges. And this is what happens when you have a department which has not been properly watched and supervised, and three of the people who were in the additional four were supervisory people who were charged for not doing proper oversight. And the charges are things like falsely claiming overtime and then approving of this falsely claimed overtime without proper oversight, of saying they saw a payment to a informant when they could not possibly have seen the payment to the informant. And these are, they're somewhat sort of paperwork violations, a lot of them, but they show this a sloppiness in the process, a willingness to let the small requirements of the rules slide. And what I say happens when you don't pay attention to these small things, people get the idea they can get away with more things. You know, that nobody is watching or caring or really taking care of business. And the amount of money may be small for an hour or two of overtime, but over a period of decades, it can become substantial. And it's always been a problem on payment to confidential informants to make sure that the money really goes to the confidential informant. So when you add these all up, there are four more officers that are facing felony charges. They were charged initially on 1 July, and the grand jury brought the indictment for the 21 felonies, including, I think there were two or three that were not initially charged for all six of the officers, four new and the two officers that had already been charged, which were Officer Gerald Goines and Stephen Bryant, at the end of July, 31 of July. And part of this is our changing technology. They were able to document that some of these official statements by officers could not be true because they analyzed cell phone data. And so an officer who is had said that they always had their cell phone with them, we'll assume, or they maybe officially had to have a particular cell phone with them. And they said they were someplace and that a payment happened or they witnessed an incident. But when they carefully looked at the cell phone data, they could see that that was not correct. So it involved these additional charges, and we're going to see more of this. I mean, it isn't just Houston that has this kind of problem. Houston has had a reputation for, shall we say, less than stellar performance when it comes to corruption. But there are many other cities that have similar reputations. You know, we could name Chicago. I would say New York. How about New Orleans? Nawlins, to be more correct in the local pronunciation. I mean, there are a number of cities around the country that don't have good reputations. And eventually, we are going to see this kind of very detailed examination of those departments and, you know, maybe even other departments. And it may come to the point where it can be done almost automatically and digitally. So I think Houston and this case is just the tip of what we are going to see in the next few years. And go ahead.
Does it bother you to consider that these guys, without proper oversight and supervision, went rogue? They couldn't do the right thing when nobody was watching?
Well, here's the problem. I mean, police officers are merely human, like all of us, and they are subject to the same faults and difficulties and temptations that we are. And to me, it is the height of irresponsibility to keep these officers in, say, a narcotics squad or in a position where they're investigating vice, both of which are known to present incredible temptations to officers for decades at a time. And I'm sure there are officers that are able to resist those kind of temptations for decades. But it gets hard. I mean, I think that's just human nature. You know, it's hard for people to turn down what appears to be easy money when there's maybe hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of cash floating around here and there. And it's hard for officers to, you know, avoid the temptations in the sex trade, and they're investigating vice and gambling. I mean, it just makes sense not to keep an officer in those very subject to corruption positions,
right,
for more than a few years at a time.
Yeah,
at most. So yes, I mean, you know, I would love to say all officers would have sterling integrity all the time, but people are subject to temptation, so it's part of the danger of being in the job, I believe.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I just, it makes me wonder. I look at the military sometimes, and one of the things that happened all the time when I got out of the military is I would say, well, in the military, we did this way, and everybody, to a person, would look at me, well, Bill, you're not in the military anymore. and I would look right at them and say, and that's a doggone shame, too, because we had all of these things covered, and we knew what a real problem was versus what you guys think is a real problem. But you're right, I'm not in the military anymore, and I don't have to be concerned with that, and you guys can just, you know, just mess everything up, and I'm good to go. Coming up on the first break, now, Dean has written about 3,100 articles now, and about 1,500 plus of those can be found, I mean, they're waiting for you right now, at ammoland.com. That's where all of this stuff ends up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to soak you.
Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Now, I know you probably got a bunch of stuff in the channel that hasn't published yet. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's correct. But it's happening. It's just a matter of scheduling, you know. And I don't claim to be the expert on how MLN schedule stuff, so they use it as they need it. So it's gotcha. It's not I'm not claiming they're doing anything wrong or anything like this. It's just the way it works out.
I just don't know what to point out to you that I'd like to speak about. So,
well, I want to mention a couple more things about the Houston case and corruption in general. And one is we have all of this electronic digital surveillance that's everywhere, and it's just you can't escape it anymore. And it's just going to make it difficult for local corruption to exist for individual officers or even small units. But all of that only works if you have our basic constitutional freedoms, which are First and Fourth and Fifth Amendments. If those are respected and generally agreed on in society, then you can point out corruption when you hear about it. You can raise complaints about individual cases. You can kind of push and force for the investigation. But if you don't have those things, all that goes away. And if you look at, in China, I don't think they have much in the way of individual complaints that get investigated by the government over abuse or corruption by individual officers or small units. I mean, they might if the people higher up think they're getting stiffed. But in general, in the more totalitarian a society, the less you're going to have any luck complaining about corruption. And the digital divide or the digital age only works to stop corruption if we have our constitutional rights intact. So I thought that was a worthwhile point to make.
Interesting. So, now I don't know if we talked about this, but somehow or another, and you wrote about this, somehow or another, in July, there was enough guns to still beat out any previous July gun sales record.
I have written about it, and actually there's an article on Amazon, and it is incredible. We are witnessing the greatest run on guns that has ever occurred anywhere in the world in all of history where guns have existed. I mean, if you even look at how many guns were produced for the Army of the world during World War I and World War II, it doesn't meet the rate that we're producing guns and buying them in the United States in 2020.
Right.
In just seven months, people in the United States have increased the private stock. Well, they bought. Some of those are going to be for used guns, but it probably evens out because some people are not in the NICS system. For example, there's, about 18 million people that have carry permits, and about half of those, or maybe more, don't have to go through a NICS check when they buy a new gun,
right,
or any kind of gun. And so that won't show up, and it probably more than evens out, you know, the used guns that are bought on NICS checks. But so we have about 12 million gun sales in the first 7 months of 2020. I mean, that's more gun sales than have happened in most years that we've had records for. I think there's only, out of 20 years, there's maybe 5 or 6 that have more than 12 million guns sold in them. Don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think that's a pretty close estimate because I've dealt with those numbers quite a bit. And the vast majority of these guns, roughly in the neighborhood of about 60% or more, and I have the numbers on that, but again, not in front of me, are pistols. And then, roughly about a third or so are rifles and shotguns. Probably half of those rifles and shotguns are, semi-automatic rifles. Maybe more. It's hard to get those exact numbers because they, in the monthly figures, they don't break down rifles and shotguns versus long guns. That we'll get those numbers probably later, but it takes a while. So this incredible amount of guns that we are purchasing in the United States means that there's a lot of new gun owners. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has said that they're not, what they're hearing is that it's about 40% of the purchases are by new gun owners. And all of those people are also buying ammunition. So ammunition is getting very hard to come by as well. I mean, the common calibers tend to be bought out in a lot of stores you go to. So the Americans are arming up. And it's not hard to understand why. You know, we've got violent riots in a lot of our big cities, and the local governments in those areas don't seem to be care, or they seem to passively be on the side of the rioters. That doesn't do much for people to have confidence that they will be protected if the rioters come to their house or their business. And the local police are under attack everywhere. We're being told we have to defund the police. I think candidate Biden has said, no, I don't mean to defund the police. I'm just going to take the money from the police and use it elsewhere. We're just going to change where it goes. But that's not defunding the police. It's just taking their money and using it elsewhere. I think people will see through that little rhetorical ruse. So we are in this place that a lot of people are buying guns. They're afraid of civil unrest. They're afraid of crime. Several areas are releasing criminals as part of their various reform policies, and we hear news of many of those criminals committing crimes again. It's hard to know how much of that as a percentage is valid, but crime rates, especially violent crime, in a lot of the big cities are way up. And you know, who would have thought so? Gee, release a bunch of criminals. Say you're going to defund the police. Don't support the police when they get in a tough situation.
Hold on right there, because I want to explore this a little deeper. When we get back, you can find this kind of stuff that Dean talks about with me at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing together for the first time as the likely Democratic candidates for president and vice president.
I approach this with a seriousness of purpose and of mind because this is a serious moment for our nation. We're at one of those inflection points. You've heard me say that before in our history. A life-changing election for this nation. And the choice we make this November is going to decide the future of America for a very, very long time.
The event taking place in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow added 290 points to finish at 27,976 and the S&P 500 set an all-time high of 3380. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is hosting a roundtable with educators and experts to discuss reopening schools safely this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the White House, the president says he would like for funding to follow the student if a school decides to do virtual learning.
Why are we paying? If a school is closed, why are we paying the school? I'd rather give it to the student, the parents, and you do your own thing. And to me, it makes a lot of sense.
With no end in sight regarding a new stimulus package, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that Democrats are ready and willing to sit down and negotiate a new economic stimulus package with Republicans.
Currently, the package doesn't exist, and that's disappointing to all of us who are here, ready and willing to negotiate and vote.
Democrats did reject the bill last week that would have extended enhanced unemployment benefits at the $600 rate, while lawmakers work on a new deal. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer, instructor, military officer, Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir? We're now in the realm that I don't know what you've got in the pipeline, but I do want to...
Yeah, well, that's one thing we could talk about, and I think I don't remember that we talked about it too much, was that Flint, Michigan is... looking to have a another gun buyback, which, of course, is an Orwellian term. You can't buy back something you never own. And it's kind of different because buybacks, or as I prefer the term, gun turn-ins, have been pretty much discredited basically in the last 10 or 12 years. And what happened was simple. In most states, it's legal for somebody to buy a gun from somebody else without a huge amount of paperwork. Now, there are a few states that have essentially criminalized private sales, and you have to get permission from the government before you can sell a gun from one person to the other. But there's only a few of those, and Michigan is not exactly one. You have to get a permit to buy a pistol, but you can get a permit to buy a pistol and not have a particular pistol on it, so that's not as much of a problem. But what happened is that people would go to these gun turn-ins, and they would make offers to people bringing guns to be turned in. And they would buy the guns that were pretty decent guns at prices more than the government agents were willing to pay to have them turned in. And this got covered in the news because it was kind of interesting and new, and I did everything I could to write about it. I would cover every one that I could find. And when you have people paying money for people guns that they're going to turn in, it eliminates, it just destroys the propaganda value of a turn-in, which is the message that's put out is, guns bad, turn them into police. Well, people are willing to pay money for these valuable items, and they can do it legally instead of people turning them into police, that kind of destroys that message. And there have been all kinds of academic studies showing that other than the propaganda message, these turn-ins don't do any good. They don't decrease crime, they don't decrease suicide, they don't decrease accidents, because there are a tiny number of mostly broken guns, or that's not quite true, but a lot of them are not fully operable, and a lot of the guns are owned primarily by widows, little old ladies whose husband died and had some guns. They don't know what to do with them, and they see a commercial on the TV, turn your guns into police, and so they said, well, that's an easy way to get rid of them. So essentially, these programs are ways to take valuable items from widows, give them little or nothing in return, and then destroy the valuable item in order to make a propaganda for the government. So it surprised me that in Flint, Michigan, they decided that they were going to have another one. It was just 2 years ago, or actually I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, they sold a big inventory that their police department had of guns that they'd collected over many years, and they made, I think it was something around $400,000 that then went to the public treasury. Why would you just throw that money away? Makes no sense. So I thought that was an interesting thing. Now they do have these, by the way, they do happen in places where you're essentially not allowed to sell guns without government permission, like New York and in California, New Jersey. So I have still seen a few gun turn-ins being organized in those places. And you see some really nice guns being turned in, and it practically makes you cry to think that all these thousands of dollars of valuable items are just going to be destroyed for no reason other than political message.
You know, in Michigan, they've got this little program. A guy named Rick Ector will go out there with a crowd.
Oh, yeah, Rick's a great guy.
Yeah, he'll go out there, and they'll set up, and they'll be like, oh, so they're going to give you $50 for that gun. I'll give you $150 for that gun.
Yeah. And they get some nice guns, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, some of the stuff that they turn in, now, a lot of stuff that gets turned into junk.
Well, yeah. But even that is often valuable for parts.
Sure.
I mean, even if they insist that the gun has to be destroyed, you know, the receiver has to be cut in two or something, there are companies that will gladly do that destruction for them, document it, just so they can have the parts that they get afterwards and then sell those parts. Because a lot of old guns, it's hard to get parts for.
Right.
And yet, it's a method of signaling virtue. Like I said, it's a propaganda method, and it has literally nothing to do with crime. It's just trying to signal guns bad, turn them in. But Rick, I want to give Rick a plug, because I've met him a few times at various gun rights policy conferences. Great guy, does great work in there, and as I recall, he has he does once a year, I believe, a free training for women to get basic training on guns, and he has them come to a range and has them shoot guns, and he gives out gun locks free. And I think it was about a year ago he told me that they're always looking for gun locks, and I know that a lot of people just accumulate a bunch of them as they buy guns. They're now giving you on a cheap gun locks with the gun, whether you want it or need it or not, and you tend to accumulate them. So I've been accumulating a few. I'm going to have to remember to send them to Rick. Let's see. Do you recall the name of his organization there?
Legally Armed in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to train 1,500 women over 2 days.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. So I'm going to send him, I don't know, I guess I got half a dozen or so gun locks, and send them to him so that he can put them to good use. And if people look him up online, they can probably find some place to send their used gun locks to, or their unwanted
gun locks. He does a segment with me on Thursdays, and he's never mentioned gun locks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll have to bring that up and say, are you looking for gun locks?
Yeah.
Because I have never used, now, most of the time I just leave them in the box. But yeah. I bet you if I had all the gun locks from all the boxes I had, I could probably send him 100.
Wow, he'd love it. And maybe, you know, with that number, he could make a presentation or a thank you, and then you could put it on the show, a little certificate of appreciation to Lock and Load Radio for the good work they've done in advancing gun rights in Detroit.
Mm. Well, that wouldn't be necessary, but, you know, I would...
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, it's always nice to be appreciated, and I think you do wonderful work.
Well, thank you.
So, and having Rick on is great. Oh, that's wonderful. He is a great guy and is a great spokesman. I much appreciate what he does.
I've often wondered about some of these gun rights organizations that don't look at him or won't look at people like Ken Blanchard. And
both of those guys are great. And I've been saying for a long time, you know, that we need to reach out to these minority communities because they're often in high crime neighborhoods and they're places where people can really benefit from exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, final break of the afternoon. And, well, if you want to look at what Dean does, then you just need to type, you know, go to that top bar on your browser and type in Ammoland.com. It should populate really quick because Ammoland has broken the glass ceiling to get into below the top 1,000 websites on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We have been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and now I'm just waiting for the next surprise subject that he wants to discuss. What would that be, please, sir?
Well, I'd like to talk about how prosecutors in the United States were granted absolute immunity from lawsuit in 1983 by the Supreme Court. And actually, there may have been a case or two before that. And what that has done is it's created a weak spot in our constitutional system of checks and balances, so that essentially prosecutors can do all kinds of harm, and they are almost never held accountable because they have this absolute immunity from lawsuit. And it's similar to the immunity that judges have. And the Supreme Court's reasoning at the time was, they said, if we allow prosecutors to be sued by individuals or organizations, they'll constantly be under lawsuit for every prosecution they do, and there won't be any buddy who's willing to be a prosecutor. And
that's
so,
sort of lazy, though, isn't it? To do that big old broad stroke. Well, if we let this happen, then nobody will want to do it.
Well, exactly. And it's part of what I call, legislating by hypothetical.
Right.
You can create a hypothetical for any situation. And the left is famous at doing this all the time. Well, if we do this, this horrible thing will happen. Or if we do this, this wonderful thing will happen. Without any evidence that that's actually the case. And what happened here is we have had a spate of politically oriented prosecutors, and they tend to be somewhat political by nature because they're very often elected positions, and where these prosecutors pursue objectives that are more political than having to do with criminal justice. Many people remember Tom DeLay, a very, very effective conservative whip in the House,
right,
was basically forced from office because a prosecutor in the county that Austin is in there in Texas, he went through three, as I recall, now I could be off on the particulars, but he went through, as I believe, three grand juries to find a grand jury that would indict Tom DeLay on a charge that he literally cooked up. And because of this, Tom DeLay lost, or was forced to resign from his seat in Congress. The conservatives lost a very strong leader in the House. And after, I think, 2 or 3 years of going through the appellate process, the Supreme Court in Texas said, there's no crime here. Why are you prosecuting this guy? It isn't a crime. And we've seen this happen with the McCloskeys in Oklahoma, in St. Louis, Missouri, excuse me, not Oklahoma, St. Louis, Missouri, where Kim Gardner, the prosecutor there, seems to be persecuting them when there really isn't a crime. And the governor of Missouri has even said that if it reaches a point where they face jail, he'll pardon them on the spot because they weren't doing anything illegal. And we have to find a way to hold prosecutors accountable, more accountable than they are, and probably one of the best things we could do is remove some of this absolute liability that they have. So at least when you can prove that they have political motivations or personal motivations to persecute a particular person when they falsify evidence or when they ignore exculpatory evidence, that they can be held accountable.
Well, now, when you talk about especially with exculpatory, now, what Mike Nifong, the prosecutor in the Duke LaCrosse case,
right?
He got removed. He got disbarred. I think he went to jail, didn't he?
I think that did happen, and it's one of those extremely rare cases. The prosecution was so over the top and so extremely biased, and it got such national attention that he was removed. But he was not subject to lawsuit, as I recall. But it was he got disbarred, and I think they may have gone after him criminally. I think they did, but you know, the particulars of that case are not fresh in my memory, so I'm unwilling to commit. But yeah, he lost his job and he was taken out of office. But it's how many other prosecutors has that happened to? I can't think of another one off the top of my head. And yet we see.
Yeah, he's the easy one to remember.
Considerable political abuse.
He's the easy one to remember.
Yes.
Old Mike. But I mean, it has happened. Would this have to be something that would have to be passed on a federal level? Would this have to be something that happens on a state level? Because I would guess it has to be on a federal level because of the Supreme Court, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking that it would take a federal level law, and then it would have to go to the Supreme Court, and they'd have to rule and maybe change their ruling a bit. But the way to get it to the Supreme Court would be to pass a federal law saying, here's what we can do. And we might get it. There are a number of abuses, and there have been some studies, and there's some academics that have been pushing for reform here. And to me, prosecutor abuse is something that we should be more worried about than police abuse. Police have limited immunity. They don't have near the immunity that prosecutors do. And prosecutors have much more power than an individual police officer. So I think that if we're going to do reforms based on the criminal justice system, one of those forms should be to limit the immunity that prosecutors have. And, you know.
I agree with you simply because they have weaponized the legal process.
Yes, and it's some people would say that it's been that way for a long time, but in my opinion, it has been increased in the last couple of decades. Maybe we just didn't notice it before because we didn't have enough media to cover it.
But, well, I mean, you know, with. With Kimmy Fix in Chicago, she's doing the exact opposite. She's just letting people out of jail, left, right, and center. She's
correct.
Not prosecuting anybody. And Gardner in St. Louis, she's out there charging people for self-defense and acting like private property doesn't mean anything and acting like those guys didn't break a gate and that those guys weren't armed and weren't threatening to burn them down and kill the wife and the... You know, kill the dog and steal all the food and live in their house and all that other stuff.
Well,
I mean,
we have evidence of threats. We have evidence that the gate was closed and that they trespassed, and there's evidence that they were armed, the mob was armed. But she didn't want to hear any of that. And, of course, that's part of what a prosecutor can do. They can just say, well, we're not going to listen to this, but we're going to listen to that. And Gardner, in my opinion, is abusing her position. I think Kim Fox in Chicago is abusing her position. She doesn't just let everybody go. I mean, she lets a lot go, but I think the number of prosecutions under her are about roughly two-thirds of what they were under her predecessor, so they definitely have dropped.
Right.
And, and there are a number of other prosecutors around the country, and what has happened is the left has seen this situation, which I call a weakness in our system, and which they probably call an opportunity. And George Soros and like-minded people have donated a lot of money to various, they might call them the Peace and Justice Coalition or something like that.
Right.
And then they funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these prosecutors elected. That the prosecutor in New Mexico, the AG there, state AG, I believe is one of those.
We're about to run out of time. You want to be with me on Friday?
I intend to.
Good Lord willing.
Problem.
Yes. All right. Well, that should work out just fine. I appreciate you joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.